Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Zayin, begin Amud Beis. Begin the taste of the Ramasal, to begin with the words of the Gemara. The Mechakak by Dalad Adalad, and if you could carve out an area of 4x4, which just comes to explain why is the laws of Rosh Hashanah different than the laws of Sukkah. That is, the Gemara brought from Rav Gidl Marav Chia, by Yosef Amarav, that if there's a house that doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim, but the roof completes it to 10 tefachim, so on the roof you could carry because that's Rosh Hashanah. Inside, it's not a Rosh Hashanah, so you can only carry Dalad Amas like a Karmelis. So Abaye said, but let's say if you carve out, if you excavate in the ground an area 4x4 tefachim, now that area has 10 tefachim. You're allowed to carry in the whole house because the rest of the house is considered as Rosh Hashanah, and that area itself is 10 tefachim. Taisa brings Bekashla Riva. Riva finds a difficulty with this. Maishna misukah deyna gavo yud, why is this any different than by a sukkah that's not 10 tefachim high? The Amma Perakam of the Sukkah, the Gemara says in the first Perakam, Sech L'Sukkah Daf Dalam and Alf, Chakak Ba Lash Limil Yod, if someone does the same idea, he excavates from the ground, an area of the ground, to now make it a height of 10 Tfachim. So the Gemara says over there, M'yesh Misfach, Misfach Chakak, Ulekais L'Gimma Tfachim, if you have from the edge of where you carved out of the ground, to the wall of the Sukkah, 3 Tfachim, so then Psula, then it's going to be invalid, meaning we're not going to combine the ground that you created more space for a height of 10 tefachim with the walls for a height of 10 tefachim because it's distant an area of 3 tefachim, which is too far, so you don't view that ground as connected to the walls of the sukkah. Pach is megimma ksher, but for less than 3 tefachim from the walls, then it's going to be kasher, because then we say lavud, we view it as if it's connected this space of 10 tefachim, that ear space, which is from the ground that you carved out, with the wall of the sukkah. Now the difficulty is, here in our Gemara we say that the excavating helps. Even if it's very far from the walls, because Abaye does not differentiate if this chakak that you made is more or less than 3 tefachim. Says Taisus, Vitirat, and the Riva answers, the Shani Hasam Gabi Sukkah. No, it's different over there by the laws of Sukkah. Why? To be in Shiyu Mechitzes Smuchas L'Schach. Yeah, there we need that the walls need to be near the Schach. The Afin Hasim, because the Gemara teaches within the Amma Beis. Mechitzes, where do you know the laws of the walls of Sukkah that they have to be 3 or 4? Mi Basukkahs, Basukkahs, Basukkahs. Which, from the amount of the words, depends on how it's read or how it's written, the validation of the Sukkah is through the walls of the Sukkah. Because I mean, the Hasim, like the Gemara says over there, if you distance the schach from the walls, it's invalid. Says Riva, that's why it needs to be less than 3 tefachim from the wall. You have to combine the carving out of the ground that you did, which is the actual ear space of the sukkah, with the walls. So that it should be near the schach, which is really the halach of the sukkah that you have, because that's to have a height of 10 tefachim, which is only opposite the place that you dug out. That has to be connected to the walls. Now, whereas by the laws of Shabbos, that doesn't apply. But says Taisus of Avagav, the Devin Akum Machsher said, Dalad Amas, how could you say it has to be within 3 tefachim? There's another halacha that's what we call the slanty wall, which even though it's not kosher schach, we view the wall as connected to the kosher part of the schach, but to a distance of 4 amas. So that's what Taisus says, Mitaris Lashas. The Gemara answers that question. It says, Hanamili, when did we say this? Hechadika Mechitzes Mal Yasa. When you have a valid wall, then we're going to consider it, even though it's non kosher schach, as if it's a slanty wall up until Dalad Amas. But over here, as we're answering, the Lashavya Mechitza, where you're coming to make it into a wall, because it's not a wall yet, because it doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim, Papachas Megimel Mitzar Fakirin Mechitzes. Only if it's less than 3 tefachim, then the walls are going to combine with this area that was carved out. Now, Samach L'Schach, because that's considered really close to the Schach, but Tfei, more than that, Loi Mitzar, it's not going to combine for the walls to be considered near the Schach. But like we're saying, but regarding the laws of Shabbos, then we're not bothered by walls to validate it. It's just that it has to be protected by that area that the public shouldn't be walking in, that it's a considered private domain. And once you have a chakak, that's an area of 4x4, with a height over there of your tvachim, you don't have to be connected to the walls. And therefore, it's going to be kasher as Rosh Hashayachet, and also the rest of it, like we said, because it's chay Rosh Hashayachet. Continue next to the Masl. Taz begins with the words of the Gemara Hasam, but there loy nichatash mishteh. It's not a convenient utility. Taz comes to explain that according to Baya, the chay rishus sarabim, it is considered convenient more than the tzidei rishus sarabim. That is the Gemara brought a machlekes of Baya and Rava by the crevices of rishus sarabim. According to Rava, that's not like rishus sarabim. According to Baya, it is rishus sarabim. So Rav asked Abaya, what am I according to you, the Chayrish Hashem Kishrus Ram? So why by Karen Zavis, which is that house that's recessed off the street, in that area of the recess, the Gemara says, that's not Rosh Hashem. So my answer is, yeah, because the Karen Zavis is not convenient to use. The Chayrish Hashem Ram is convenient to use, and therefore it's considered like Rosh Hashem Ram. So Taiz says that according to Abaya, you have to say that the Chayrish Hashem Ram is more convenient to use, that is, Betzid Rosh Hashem Ram, the sides of Rosh Hashem Ram, L'Rabbanon, Lav K'Rosh Hashem Ram Dami. That, yeah, that's not like Rosh Hashem Ram according to the Rabbanon, which we had brought previously, Machlekes, regarding the laws of Tzidur Rosh Hashem Ram, that Avagav de Nichatesh Mishle Tzvei Mekaren Zavis, even though its utility is more convenient than this of the Karen Zavis, and the proof of that is the Afil Rebbe Lezer, the Pollock, with Tzidur Rosh Hashem Ram, even according to Rebbe Lezer, disagrees with Tzidur Rosh Hashem Ram, Maid de Bekaren Zavis. He agrees by, although he says Tzidur Rosh Hashem Ram is like Rosh Hashem Ram, he agrees that by Karen Zavis, when the house is recessed, that area that was recessed is like a Carmelis, because the priest is Le'el, like we explained previously, and therefore we see that the Tzidur Rosh Hashem Ram is more considered a convenient utility than Karen Zavis. Says Taisa Falach, even so, Le'havik HaKher Rosh Hashem Ram, still it's not as useful as Kher Rosh Hashem Ram, because the Kher Rosh Hashem Ram, Nichatesh Mishatei, that's a very convenient utility. So although Tzidur Rosh Hashem Ram is not like Rosh Hashem Ram, even though it's more useful than Karen Zavis, you're right. Both of those are not going to be considered like Rosh Hashem Ram, and only this case that we're discussing of Rosh Hashem Ram, that's considered the more useful and easy utility, and therefore that's going to be considered like Rosh Hashem Ram, and those other ones are going to be considered like a Carmelis. Continue next Tais de Maskel. Tais begins the words of the Gemara. V'holcha v'nacha b'chur kalshu. It went and it landed in the east. If it lands in a small hole, we come to the machlekes Rav Meir and Rabban. So let's just come and explain. When do we say this din, this halacha that we're quoting, of chaykin lahashon, that you excavate, you view it as if it's excavated to complete the area? And what situation are we talking about over here in our Gemara? And that is the Gemara brought from Yehuda and Nimr B'chia, that if someone throws an object higher than 10 tefachim and it lands in a small little crack, even though it doesn't have an area 4x4, we still come to the machlekes Rav Meir and Rabban. Rav Meir holds chaykin lahashon. In other words, even if there's no measurement, but if you have in the thickness of that wall that you could excavate and carve out the requisite measurement, we view it as if it was already carved out, and therefore here in our halacha, Rav Meir would hold that as if it has a makam dal adal, and it's like it landed in Rosh Hashanah, because a height of 10 tefachim, with a width of 4x4, and therefore it'd be chayv. Now, upon the hold, know that you don't have this halacha of chaykin lahashon. Now, Taisus has the following question. Tamil Re, the Re wonders. The Beperek come there, even the first Perek, second Erev, and the Yidav on the base. Bekipa, by the dome, that's the original source of their machlekes. The Pligiba Remei Rabban, Machlekes Remei Rabban, regarding the laws of Mezuzah, regarding what's considered a Pesach. So Amrin and Hassam, we say over there that that's the Machlekes Remei, the Rabban hold your potter from Mezuzah, because there's no Pesach, it's less than the share of four Tefachim in the width. Remei holds you're going to be Chayiv in a Mezuzah, because he holds you view the upper area of the gateway as if it's carved out, and as if the whole height of 10 tefachim also has a width of 4 tefachim in the width, even though there's a dome. Now, Amrin Hashem, we say over there, the loy Amrinon chaykin lahashlam l'remeir. We don't say, even according to Remeir that says we do say chaykin lahashlam, there's a limitation. We don't say it, el b'yesh b'ragla gimel b'gay b'yud, only if, in the bottom of the opening, there is a width of 3 tefachim, as we're going to explain, B'yesh B'ragla Gimel, what does it mean that on the bottom there's three, B'gay V'yud, and has a height of 10? Pirish. Tais explains, G'vaya Gimel Tfachim, Shiesh Ben Reichem Dal, you have to have a height, at least on the bottom, of three Tfachim, that has a width of four Tfachim. Then you'll see the upper seven Tfachim, which again has the height. You have to have for the Pesach a height of 10 Tfachim, a width of four Tfachim. So although Rav Meir holds that you don't have to, because you could do the Chaykin Lahashlam, but it has to be that the first three tefachim in height have to have four tefachim of width. Then the remaining seven tefachim in height, you'll say chaykin lahashlam. Aval ein b'ragla gimel, but if, and even on the bottom, three tefachim, you don't have four tefachim of width, oy she'enik v'yud, if you don't have a height of 10 tefachim, lo yamrinan, then we don't say this halacha of chaykin lahashlam. So you see that you need to have at least, on some level, the requisite shear, at least on the bottom. Then you'll say the rest, you'll say chaykin lahashlam. Says Taisis, Vim Kane, if that's the case, Hey Minahaka Khagan Hashan Lur Meh, how can you say in our Gemara? Khagan Hashma Khanja Meh Bakur Kal Shu with even a small little hole, you don't have anywhere dal. We see in that Gemara in the Irvin, you have to have at least somewhere dal. So although the rest of the height not gonna have it, then you'll say Khagan Lahashlam. But here in the small little hole, how are we saying Khagan Lahashma? You don't have in any space a dal. So Ben Mari, the Ri says, because the Ayri Bukhairin says our Gemara is talking about a specific type of a case of a hole. Tuma holes should darken lasses Bashas opinion. In Talmudic times, they would make a hole in the wall facing the street and facing the inside of the house. They would make it when they would construct the house. Shemafashal l'shusaram, that was a hole that went through from one side all the way to the other side to the street. Now, with Sad Rishas Yachin, this is the important part, the way the Ri is explaining. On the side of Rishas Yachin, him rechavim dalad, they are four tefachim wide, the hole on the side of the house. Of limits on Rishasaram, but not on the side of Rishasaram. And that's the case we're describing. If you throw in Shasar Abim above 10 Tvachim and lands in that hole, Ulakuli Alma Habachoy Rishasa Yachid. Truth is, everyone considers the hole that's on the side of the house, that's facing the inside of the house, that hole is of Rishasa Yachid, has a law of Rishasa Yachid. Dochay Rishasa Yachid, Rishasa Yachid. I mean, everyone agrees the holes in Rishasa Yachid is like Rishasa Yachid. But they plea, and their whole machlik is not El Lashavi, is only to consider the hole, even on the side of Rishasa Rabin. Also like a makam dal, where, yes, it has dal on one side, but it doesn't have on the side of Shasaram. The Rameyer, Chagin Lahashma, they're making to say you carve it out to complete it. Avaka dal, and there it's like dal, because like, yes, on some part of it, it does have already dal, which is on the inside. Avaka, but says Taisi, right, Mamish, Bechor, Kolshu, it's literally just a small hole, and nowhere does it have dal, you're right, I feel the Rameyer might do, like, Chagin Lahashma, maybe Rameyer would agree that you don't say Chagin Lahashma, like we said, from the Gemara in Irvin, so it sounds like this from the Yerushalmi. The Gesin Hasan that we learn over in the Yerushalmi, Al Dait the Remeir, when they explain that according to the opinion of Remeir, Bein Sheyesham Dalad, Bein Sheyensham Dalad, it says whether there is a fort Fahim with or whether there's not, Reinesa Kaisel Kugum. You see the wall as if it's gum. In other words, as if it has a hole, a fort Fahim, and as if the object went and landed in the hole. Now, says Taisa Bedavka Oisim Shalemal Meyut. This is specifically those holes that are higher than 10 Tfachim. Cheshivi Chayri Rishosayachim. That's considered the holes of Rishosayachim. And then that's the discussion we're asking, is it also considered Chayri Rishosayachim? Av Shalematim Yasar, but if it's beneath, if it's within 10 Tfachim from the ground, Ain B'nei Rishosayachim Mishtamishim. Then this whole discussion doesn't start because the people in Rishosayachim don't use those holes. And they B'nei Rishosayachim Mishtamishim because the people in the street, they're using those holes. And therefore, if the object lands in that hole, it's like it landed in Rishas HaRab, as we said in the Gemara. Now, based on this, Taisa explains the proof of Abaya, that which he was coming to explain, that our Mishnah is talking about a wall that doesn't have a hole, and that was answering Rabbi's question to him, oh, according to you, it should have said that, not that it was a sticky fig, but rather that it landed in the hole. So, V'hachim Purusha. And this is what Abaya was saying. Why did Rabbi Yechina have to say in the case of the Mishnah that you throw it 4 amas in Rishas HaRam when it's above 10 tefachim yipater, because like throwing in the ear, and within 10 tefachim you're going to be chayv because like you're throwing on the ground, and he says, it bounces back. No, it doesn't, because it's a sticky fig. Why didn't he say it's a hole in the wall and it's chayv Rishas HaRam because Rishas HaRam, dummy? So this is what Rabbi is saying. V'chitem, and if you're going to say that the reason why Rabbi Yechina didn't say in the halacha of the Mishnah that you're going to be chayiv, that's talking about when the object lands in the hole of the wall within 10 tefachim in the ground, is because the less be dalid, it's because it doesn't have 4 tefachim squared. The avagav shem chay rishas hayachid, even though, what do you mean, these are holes that are flush with rishas hayachid, have a kizarig ba'avir, it's like you're throwing in the ear space because it doesn't have dalid. Lefish lay nach a makam dalid, didn't land a makam dalid. Ivam Rabbi Yehuda v'chulu, but Rabbi Yehuda said, name Rabbi Chia, that if you throw an object above 10 tefachim and it lands in a small little hole, it is the machlek is dal al dalit, meaning it's even if it doesn't have 4 squared, you're going to come to machlek jamei rabbanon, because according to Megan, say chaykikim. So if so even though it doesn't have 4 tefachim on the side of Shus HaRabim, we would say chaykin lahashlam, that the hole should be considered like as dal al dalit, and therefore you should be chayiv because you're throwing it to Rishas HaYachid. Rather, obviously, that's what Rabbi was proving. Obviously, our Mishnah is talking about that there's no hole, because if it had a hole, then again, even above 10 tefachim, you should be chayiv. That's why we hear, when it's beneath 10 tefachim, when you're going to be chayiv, you're not talking about the landed in the hole, but simply because our Mishnah is not talking about a case that it had a hole. Now, Taisa says, "V'hadule mukminim asnitin." Why didn't we explain the Mishnah b'char kolshu mamish? What I mean, literally, that it was a hole that's just a small hole. D'loy imrin chaykin l'kulama. That according to everyone, you're not going to say chaykin. Why do you have to say that? It's talking about a case that it's going to be the machlekes. Why don't you just say that it's just a small hole and doesn't have even on rishus hayachid? In such a case, according to everyone, you're not going to say chaykim. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv when the land's higher than 10 tefachim. Says Taisa, Hamishum distam chayim. The reason is because generally the holes, kachem, that's how they usually are. They were made in Talmudic times that they were wide on one side and they were narrow on the other side. And that's why we're saying that it cannot be talking about that a hole. And Taisa says, why have to say it's no hole? Maybe say it was a hole, it just didn't have four tefachim on the inside. Say no, because generally if it had a hole, it would have had, and then you would have came to the discussion of chaykin lahashlam. Moreover, says Taisus, now we have to say it's talking about a sticky fig. The Bachar Kol Shu Mamash, because if it'd be like we're asking that it would be a small little hole, literally, and then you don't say Chagin Lahashlam, says Taisus, no, like Lokme, you can't explain like that. Why? Because if that would be the case, Lematme Yud, with intent from the ground, why does the Sefer say that it's like throwing on the ground? But it didn't land on a Makam Dalid. Obviously, the Mishnah is not talking about, rather, either it's talking about, meaning it cannot be talking about, it has to be either like the way was being suggested that a hole that you could say Chagin Lahashlam, or by a sticky fig. And that's Abai's proof that obviously our Mishnah is not talking about that it landed in a hole that you could say Chagin Lahashlam, because then if it was the case, then above 10 Tefachim would be like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But therefore, you couldn't say that it was just literally a small hole, because then you actually didn't do a hanocha, because you have to have hanocha, makam dalet. In the case that was asked, then you could have at least, since you say chagin lahashem, it would be makam dalet. But the case we're asking in Taisus, you wouldn't be able to say hanocha, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv, even if it's beneath tentfach. And therefore, says Taisus, ve'in a tzarech lemik, pirish Rashi. So you don't have to say like Rashi's interpretation. The parach mikrech, the stamasnin remeir, he said the whole Gemara's question was, that since in the anonymous Mishnah we say generally it's like remeir, and if the Mishnah over there is talking about that it's a hole that has a wall, if it would have landed above 10 tefachim, he would have been chayiv because of chaykin lahashlam. Why are we saying that it's potter? So that's what Rashi says the Gemara's question is. El rather says, Taisus, no, you don't have to say like Rashi. The proof is, al karchach, I mari b'char kol shu she'en rachav dalid, because they were talking about a small hole that's not 4 tefachim wide, tzarech lo'uk mekremeir. You would have to say like remeir. Da'am chaykin lahashlam that he says that you carve out to complete the space. Why? Not because of Stam Mishnah. Because by default, we have to say this. Because the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Amai Lamatam Yud, Kizarik Ba'aretz. Why, as the Mishnah is saying, if it's beneath 10 tefachim, that it's like you threw it in, on the ground. But if that would be the case, then the question comes back. Then why above 10 tefachim are you going to be potter because it's like throwing in the airspace, but it landed in a hole that you could be Chaykid Lahashlim. So it's like it landed in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, obviously, because our Mishnah is not talking about that a hole that had a wall at all, rather we're talking about a sticky fig. Now, based on this, so it's actually difficult in Rashi's interpretation. Why did he explain that the proof of Abaye by the Mishnah that has a hole, that it doesn't have that the wall that doesn't have a hole? Because Stam Mishnah is Remeir, but if it had a hole, then we would have to say Chaykin Lahashlim. What do you mean? Without that, you would have to say the Mishnah is like Remeir. Because if not, then why would you be Chayiv when it lands in the hole beneath 10 tefachim, but you don't say chaykin lahashlam? And we said according to the Chama, it has to have a makam dalad. So Taisa says you don't have to say like Rashi says, oh, because tamas nidin. You have to say because then how do you understand the case of the sefer that when it lands within 10 tefachim, only according to your mayor do you have hanacha, because you say chaykin lahashlam. According to Rabban, you don't say, so that by default it has to be your mayor. So says Taisa v'yashlash of Pirish Rashi, you could resolve Rashi's interpretation. The hutzuch lefarsh mishum istamas nid remeir kabach. No, he had to say that the Mishnah, the Gemara's question was that you have to say remeir because of stamas nid. Because dilav hachi, because if not for that fact, rather if the proof was just like Taisa says, because, oh, what are you going to do with hanacha when it's within 10 tefachim? Then havali lemiftach behedya, says Taisa, according to the way I'm saying it, the Gemara should have explicitly asked. If you're saying that, oh, it doesn't have 4 tefachim squared, and that's why you're putter, according to Rabbanon, when it's above 10 tefachim, so then the Gemara should have asked, Lamat Meir, then when it's within 10 tefachim, Amai, Kizorik Ba'aretz, and why is it like throwing in the ground? But according to Rabbanon, you don't say Chaykin Lahashlam. Rather, obviously, is because we do say Chaykin Lahashlam, and it's like Remeir, from the fact that the Gemara did not ask it explicitly. Rather, we see that the proof is simply because of Stamas Nitnas Remeir, who holds Chayk Lahashim, and therefore that's what the question was inherent was, and why you putter when the land's above 10 Tfachim? Obviously, because there's no hole, rather, because like Abaye said, because the Mishnah is talking about a case that the wall does not have a hole, rather, that's why Rebbe Yochanan says, talking about a sticky fig. So Taisus had a question from Masechta Zeirvin that explicitly said that whatever Meir holds Chayk Lahashim is only in a situation where you already have that whiff of Dala Adal. Then you say the rest, Chaykin Lahashlam. So in our case, when you have just a small little hole, how are you saying Chaykin Lahashlam? So Taisa explains a different case than the simple understanding of our Gemara. So the Gemara is talking about that the hole has a width of Dalat Fachim on the side of the wall on the inside, by the side of Rishas Yach, on the side of Rishas Aram. It's not. But that's what I'm going to say, Chaykin Lahashlam, as if all of it has a width of Dalat Fachim. And Taisa proves this from the Yerushalmi. Now, based on this, Taisa explains that the proof of Abayim that says we're talking about in that Mishnah by a wall that doesn't have a hole, because if not, then why didn't Rabbi Yechon explain the halacha of the Mishnah that the object was in a hole in the wall? So therefore, when it's within 10 tefachim, if that would be the case, which that was the question that was being asked in him, then because the Mishnah is the Mishnah is talking about that the hole in the wall doesn't have dalat tefachim, so therefore, even though that there are chayrishus hayachid, it's like you threw it into the airspace. And this is the point of Taisis, because it didn't land on the makom dalad. And you'd be putter even if it landed within 10 tefachim. But how you couldn't say that either, because if you read this in the name of Pchia, if someone throws an object above 10 tefachim and it lands in a small little hole, even if it doesn't have dalad, you're going to come to machlekes remain rabbanan, because according to a mayor, you say chayk lahashlam to complete it to dalad adal. And if so, then even if you don't have on that side of Rishas Aram Dal Tfachim, you're going to still say Chayk Lahashlim to consider as if it's a hole that does have Dal Dal. And you should be Chayiv because you're throwing to Rishas Ayachid. Rather, obviously, so why are you saying Lamal Mayud, you're going to be Pater? Obviously, it's because the Mishnah is not talking about a hole that has a wall that has a hole. Then Taisa asks, so then why don't we say the case of the Mishnah is talking about has a hole, but it's a small hole? Then you wouldn't say Chayk Lahashlim, like we said, even Remeir is limited to that. And therefore, that's why Lamal Miyud, you're going to be Pater. So that's what Taisa says. First of all, because the holes in Talmudic times, they were made that on one side it is Dalad al-Dalad. Therefore, we would say Chayk Lahashim. Moreover, that obviously, you cannot say that's the case. Because if that would be the case, then what's with Lamat Miyud Tfachim? Why is like Zarg Ba'aretz, you're going to be Chayiv? Yes, but it's within Dalad, it's within Yud Tfachim, but it didn't have a Hanocha, Makam Dalad. So therefore, based on this, Taisa says that you don't have to say like Rashi, that he said that the question of Abaye was because of a Stam Masnit Remeir. No, the proof is because obviously that if the wall was talking about just a small little hole that's not four tefachim in the width, then you would have to say that it's like Remeir who says Chayk Lahashlim, and therefore within 10 tefachim you're going to be Chav, because according to Rabbanon, they don't say Chayk Lahashlim. Why, when you throw within 10 tefachim from the ground, are you going to be Chayiv, but there was no Hanachah? Additionally, Taisus writes, however, that you could resolve Rashi, that he had to say it's because anonymous Mishnah was still like a mayor. Because if not, and if the proof is like Taisus, that it's because from the fact that you're chayiv for Hanocha within 10 tefachim, and that's how we know it's your mayor who says Chayk Lahashim, according to Rabban, you don't have Dalad Dalad, then the Gemara should have asked that explicitly. And the fact that the Gemara didn't, obviously we see that the proof is because it's Tamas Nin Remeir, or it's Chayk Lahashim, and that's why he was saying, obviously, our Mishnah is talking about a case that there is no Chur, there's no hole in the wall, and that's why, although Chur Rishas Ram, because Rishas Ram dummy, says Abaye, but it's talking about a case that there's no hole, and that's why he said it's speaking about a case of a sticky fig.